Hi again. Welcome back, Attorney Steve Vondran, and welcome to Vondran Legal Hour. Okay, we are talking in this episode about BSA and Autodesk software licensing audits. These are the types of cases. We handle a good number of these types of cases. They can be very nerve-wracking. They can be very time-consuming. And a lot of stress and pressure is caused when you get that love letter from the BSA, its attorneys, or Autodesk and its attorneys, and you are asked to audit your internal systems, okay, looking for all different versions of software that may be installed on each computer, server, laptop, so forth and so on, and to account for each piece of software and to provide proof of purchase for each piece of software that you have. So this can be a very stressful thing, especially when your company's busy and it's growing and it's trying to do things to build the business, and then you get these kinds of things that look to set back your business and interrupt what you're trying to do. And then you add up your licenses and you go, my goodness, somehow we are short 5 or 10, 20 licenses or more or less. We've dealt with all types of cases, but as we tell all our clients, the first thing to do is we see this quite frequently where the clients go ahead and they try to start negotiating and working through the process with the attorneys for these companies. And one way or another, they normally end up coming back to us saying, you know, I don't want to handle this process. They may run into an attorney that's aggressive and pushing them around like a copyright bully. Somebody that feels they have all the rights on their side and, you know, maybe threatening raids on your business, all kinds of things that are going on. So what we suggest is lawyer up, get your attorneys. They have attorneys on their sides. They're already coming out of the gates, fighting, swinging, accusing, throwing allegations around. So you're going to want your attorneys as well. So I'm going to talk in this podcast, this intellectual property copyright law podcast, about some common defenses that we see raised, commonly raised defenses in these cases. You know, it's not black and white. It's not cut and dry. You know, there's all kinds of things that can happen in internal IT networks. Software can be installed and by many different people in many different ways, some intentionally, some unintentionally. And so we're just going to talk about some of the defenses that may come up, because you see, they're always going to try to argue, these representatives, that for somehow this was willful infringement, that it was intentional, that you're a pirate, a software pirate. So, you know, it's our job to look at the case, and very rarely have we come across a case where somebody should be considered a software pirate. So it's really bully tactics from the beginning. And so understanding some of your defenses that you can raise is very, very important. Okay. So let's talk about these. You know, some of the things, we've had clients that have lost receipts. Now, last I checked, there was no crime in America saying I lost my receipts. Okay, but this is something that pops up from time to time. You've paid for your software. You may have none of your receipts. You may have all of your receipts and you're missing five. Doesn't mean you're a software pirate. It means you can't find five of your receipts. So these are some things that we end up going back and forth and fighting it out on these types of cases. On issues like that. Number two, mergers and acquisitions. Some companies are acquiring smaller companies or bigger companies, whatever the case may be. And sometimes you acquire a company that may have software problems. They may have employees on the other side of the fence, the company that you're acquiring. They know they're being acquired. They're about to lose their jobs. They may say, you know, I know when we merge, I'm going to be out of here. They're going to fire me. I know it. They're going to get somebody younger, faster, cheaper, stronger, and I'm going to be gone, whatever the case may be. So you may have shortages because of this other company that you're buying. You may have software licensing shortages, but you didn't really do full due diligence when you were buying the company. And sometimes that's just simply an oversight. Sometimes there's just way too much going on and you can't do everything. So that may be some defense that you do see from time to time. Number three, free copies of software provided to your company in return for services provided. We have had companies that have been given a free license to use a particular piece of software, such as Autodesk. And it would be a consultant or somebody that says, yes, I've authorized them to use, and thanking them for their services or for attending a trade show or whatever, a free copy of a software provided to a company in return for services provided. Yes, this does happen. You know, yes, this does happen. So that's another thing where you can't really accuse someone of being a software pirate when they're getting free software. So these are some of the issues that pop up from time to time. We also have number four. Companies are authorized to download and install the software as a gift, a giveaway, or a perk. Sometimes they're given away and somebody says, here, you know, I want you to have this as a thank you gift. Somebody may buy a version at a garage sale, thinking that, wow, it's an AutoCAD. I found it on Craigslist and somebody was selling it and I'm good. They don't have the license, but, you know, guess I didn't really think about that. Okay, so those kinds of things can pop up. Demos, you can download sometimes a demo. You know, you can get a rep that's calling on a company and says, hey, everybody, all you guys are using the AutoCAD, you need to look at AutoCAD MEP. This one's really amazing. And so download a version, check it out. We can give you a free copy. We can help you get rolling on that. So that may be something that pops up. And I just picked that. It could be any piece of software that you're looking for in a demo type of purpose. Okay. So that is another one. Number six on my list, companies growing very rapidly. And as things are growing, employees are coming on board. There's just not time to train everyone to the company policies and procedures. And somebody may be on their lunch break downloading something off BitTorrent or some other downloadable website, file sharing website. Next thing you know, it's on the computer and the person doesn't really know. They may be a temp employee. There's lots of temp employees that come in and out and may do something for the day just to see what's going on. Now you have software on your servers that you're going to account for in your audits, okay? So those kinds of things popped up. You have informants. The informants are the ones that go to the BSA or the SIIA, or directly to Autodesk and say, hey, I know somebody's installed software here and they're using it without paying for it. You know, I know I'm leaving here in the next week because I can tell they're going to fire me or I've already been fired and they want me to hang around for 2 weeks. So I'm going to cause some havoc while I do. So you have to look closely at the informant, what they're doing, what their motives are. We have seen cases where the informant is the one installing using the software that he later goes and says, well, this company's using it. It's on computer number four. That's it. And they were the culprit. So you got to look closely at your informant, what workstation they were working on, especially if you've terminated someone. These are things that pop up. You have to take a look at it. Okay. Number eight, rogue employees or independent contractors installing the software. Again, could be for accidental purposes, business purposes, could be demos, could be checking things out, all kinds of things, trial programs. They could be trying to set the company up for a lawsuit. You just never know what people are capable of, okay? Number nine, the case where the company simply has no clue how the software was uploaded to their computers. Sometimes could have been by a virus or a hacker or downloading something that put a payload on your computer without your knowledge, or, you know, downloading something that basically had the program you weren't aware of it. So these kinds of things do happen in the digital age. And, you know, some of these companies don't even use the software. It's not even something that's in their business line. They're not even in engineering or, you know, mechanical engineering or anything like that. So it makes no sense that they would have a piece of AutoCAD software. So, you know, you have to look closely at the facts and see what happened and take a look at your defenses there, okay? So that's basically just a nutshell. That's not an exclusive list of ideas. I just want to give you some nuggets, some things to think about when and if your company is facing these software audits. And again, these are complicated procedures. They may seem simple. It may seem like you just say, hi, I'd like to pay for it. And they say, no, here's what you're going to pay. Here's what you're going to do. Here's our terms. Here's our settlement contract. You know, here's 15 pages of settlement contract with terms that are all set to benefit us. So there's a lot of process and negotiation that goes into these cases. If you're facing a software licensing audit from Microsoft, Autodesk, Rosetta Stone, any of these big software companies that are policing their software, the BSA is calling, the SIIA is calling, give us a call. We're happy to discuss your case with you, tell you a little bit about what we do, and see if it's a good fit for you. We do offer very aggressive representation on these cases. We know it's important to keep your company intact, not to have to file bankruptcy because somebody's going to file a federal copyright case against you, and to try to protect the officers and directors who they may be argued are personally liable. So these are the kinds of things we go to the mat for to try to help you with. So if you need to speak with one of our intellectual property lawyers or software licensing audit lawyers, give us a call, 877-276-5084. That's 877-276-5084. Or you can find us on the web at AskAttorneySteve.com. I'll take you to our main website, AskAttorneySteve.com. But that's about it. Just wanted to give you some things to think about. We look forward to working with you if you need some help in this area. We appreciate you listening. Feel free to share this podcast on your social media networks, and we look forward to working with you. Thanks again from Attorney Steve Vondran and the Vondran Legal Hour. We'll see you all again.